This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Do you remember, or maybe your kids or grandkids remember, changing the channel and hearing something like this?
Nick, 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 Nickelodeon. Nick, 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 Nickelodeon.
That was a classic bumper from what became an iconic kids' television channel, Nickelodeon. Writers and directors Scott Barber and Adam Sweeney set out to tell the story of the rise of Nickelodeon from its beginnings as an early experiment in cable TV to a booming multimedia powerhouse in the 80s and 90s. Their new documentary is called The Orange Years, The Nickelodeon Story. It was just released last month. Scott and Adam, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, we're happy to be here.
Great. Well, for those listeners who maybe didn't grow up, I was a little too early for Nickelodeon, but my brother was right in the sweet spot. Give us a nutshell of Nickelodeon and why, let's start with you, Scott, why you wanted to tell its story.
You know, Nickelodeon, it was so important to so many people. It was certainly important to Adam and I. And a little bit of backstory, Adam and I have actually been friends since we watched these shows as little kids, since the early 90s. So it was very important to us both in our separate lives and part of our friendship. So we knew that, you know, when you would bring these shows up to people, it struck a chord with people always throughout our lives. You know, when you bring up, "Hey, dude, Salute Your Shorts," "Are You Afraid of the Dark?" We always noticed there was this really strong reaction from, you know, millennials and Generation Xers. So we knew this was a really important story to tell that a lot of people would really connect to.
And Adam, watching the documentary, I get the sense that people who were involved in the early days, the suits and the stars alike, this was really a big deal in their lives. They seemed to really like talking about their experience in those early days.
Yeah, they were very open and eager and also very thankful for this part of the story to be told, because everybody generally gets to see who the wizard or the Wizards of Oz are, but not a lot of people get to see whenever the curtain is pulled back. And, you know, from Geraldine Laybourne to Ann Sweeney to Vanessa Coffey, to just name a few, everybody was so gracious and so kind and just gave us access to not only archival footage, but to interviews that really were unprecedented. And so it was exciting for us because we were really getting to kind of see what the recipe was for this phenomenal success.
Well, I want to give a listen to a piece of the documentary here. You mentioned the name Geraldine Laybourne. She ran Nickelodeon for a couple of decades there. And we're going to hear from Alan Goodman, a creative executive there, talking about a meeting where the attitude, I think, of Nickelodeon was really crystallized. Here's a listen.
And then Jerry's son, Sam, came through the living room at one point with a very typical 8-year-old's lament. Jerry watched as he left, and she said, "Boy, it's tough to be a kid." We realized, almost every one of us, almost instantly, that there was tremendous value and dignity in letting kids be kids.
Scott, can you talk about that attitude and how it shaped Nickelodeon after some early, I think, stumbles in the approach they took, how it shaped their vision for what kids TV would look like?
Yeah, and I love that moment, you know, because it's so true. I think someone originally said that, "Man, it's so tough to be a kid," sarcastically, because from an adult's point of view, kids have it so easy. But then when you really stop and think about it, no, they don't. Being a kid is really tough. You know, the things that are important to them, they may not be important to us, but they're certainly important to kids. And every bit of their life is controlled by somebody else, where they eat, what they do, everything. So, you know, I think when they had that aha moment that, wow, being a kid actually is tough and kids deserve dignity and they deserve something awesome, I think that's just such a beautiful moment in the history of Nickelodeon. And I think it was interesting for Adam and I doing research. You know, we remember mainly what we call the orange years, which was, you know, the Salute Your Shorts, the Hey Dudes, the Clarissa, when Nickelodeon was really popping. You know, they were really making, they really had their own identity. So it was fun to get to go back and learn about this time when they kind of didn't understand things yet, when they were kind of creating things that kids really didn't want. That was very fascinating for us to learn about and to kind of see how once they really tried to understand children in an open and authentic way, that's whenever they got that lightning in a bottle.
And Adam, can you talk about how that translated onto the screen from that? I think somebody called it the Eat Your Veggies era in the early days of Nickelodeon, where it was stuff that adults thought that kids needed to see. And then the switch was flipped to know what kids want to see and what they're going to enjoy.
Yeah, I think that a lot of the green vegetable years, as Scott Webb calls them, were showcasing talented teenagers and children. There were child prodigies that were supermodels, that were the next Mozart. And, you know, I think a lot of adults think that that is what children want to strive to see or to be. But the reality is that makes you feel pretty horrible because you can't relate to it at all, right? Most of us are somewhere in the middle. We're the Doug Funnies of the world. And so once they started taking a look at and really paying attention to, as Geraldine Laybourne talks about, what it means to be a kid, they realized that, you know, most of us deal with the same things whenever we're adults as we do whenever we're children, which are we want to be accepted. We go through the pains and the trials of sometimes breakups, being bullied, moving around and finding out what those transitional periods are. And so that's really what informed creating Clarissa Explains It All and Hey Dude and The Adventures of Pete and Pete. And once they did that, and then they really started focusing on having talent that looked and reflected the ideals of children, that was whenever they found kind of their secret sauce.
We're talking to Adam Sweeney and Scott Barber, writers and directors of the new documentary, The Orange Years, The Nickelodeon Story. Let's get into some of the specific shows, Scott. And one key moment, one key turning point was this Canadian show they brought on board. You can't do that on television. It brought the slime onto the network. Talk about how that helped define what Nickelodeon was going to be.
Yeah, it really did define them, didn't it? And it's funny, you know, a lot of people don't remember that there was a time when Nickelodeon didn't create any shows. All their shows were licensed from other people, from Canadian shows, from French shows, from British shows, you know, like Danger Mouse and Banana Man. And they stumbled upon this very small, low-budget show called You Can't Do That on Television. And when they aired that, it was like, boom, kids connected to it in a big way. And for those that, you know, that don't remember it, it was really kind of like Monty Python for kids. It had a very absurdist, bizarre, tongue-in-cheek, irreverent sense of humor. And you can see that that show really informed Nickelodeon what they would do for the next basically two decades, you know, where not just, I mean, like you said, that's where the green slime came from. But it's also where Nickelodeon would kind of develop that habit of pushing things right to the limit without crossing the line, you know, being just naughty enough without being obscene, you know, like that you would see on like Ren and Stimpy and Rocco's Modern Life and lots of shows like that. You know, they developed that. And there's also another trope that they would do where the adults were always dumb and the kids were smart, because that's how kids feel. You know, they look at adults and they're like, what's wrong with these bozos, you know? So yeah, that show completely changed everything for Nickelodeon and definitely helped. You can definitely see that they modeled a lot of shows after that throughout the 80s and throughout all the 90s as well.
Another show that you mentioned, Adam, that was a key turning point was some scripted programming here. Hey Dude, I want to give a listen to your documentary and Ann Sweeney, former senior vice president of Program Enterprises, talking about Hey Dude.
Hey Dude. It's a little wild and a little strange when you make your home out on the range.
Hey Dude was a critical moment for Nickelodeon to do a scripted show, to do something that other networks did. They did scripted television. So it was critical that this was written for kids.
Adam, can you talk about a Nickelodeon tackled the challenge of their own scripted programming for kids?
Of course. They obviously were on to something very special because Graham Yost and Lisa Melamed have gone on to create tons of wonderful stories like Band of Brothers, Speed. And, you know, it was not without their own challenges, to be clear, because they, you know, were out and shooting in, you know, on a dude ranch in sometimes 126 degree weather. And so they had to rely on a lot of classic tropes. They had to rely on a lot of classic storylines. But one of the things that you can see if you go and revisit Hey Dude is that there was a, and I think Nickelodeon in general, is that there was a genuine positivity and sweetness and kindness within the story, right? There were obviously rivalries, you know, but it was all friendly. And at the end of the day, like many sitcoms that we, you know, keep near and dear to our hearts, always ended with a, you know, a happy ending. And so I think that Hey Dude really informed them on figuring out what was next. In a lot of ways, as Scott kind of alluded to, it very much is analogous to You Can't Do It on Television and paved the way for the success of all of the ones that would later on precede it.
I don't have too much time left, and you spend so much time on a lot of different shows. I want to throw to each of you, pick out one show that either meant something to you as a kid or that struck you in the making of the documentary as a pivotal one that we haven't talked about. Scott, let's start with you.
You know, one show that I always loved as a kid, but I got an even deeper reverence for after making this documentary is Doug. You know, I think Doug a lot of times gets overlooked because the other two original Nicktoons, Ren and Stimpy and Rugrats, became such huge, big things. And Doug kind of sometimes gets overlooked. And it's just such an amazing show. And it really, I think, does a great job of navigating that, being an 11-year-old person, even though it is cartoony and it's abstract. I think it just does such a great job of exploring what a kid's life is like at that age when you're not the nerd and you're also not the most popular. You're just somewhere in between. It's a lot more realistic than I think a lot of 80s shows were, where everyone had to be a stereotype or a trope. And Jim Jenkins, they say it in the doc, he really is the nicest, sweetest man in the entire world. So that guy deserves all the credit and accolades that we could throw at him. Doug, just such a good show.
And how about you, Adam?
I'd pick two female-led stories would be Clarissa Explains It All and The Secret World of Alex Mack. I have even more appreciation of the ground that they paved or broke. They paved it and broke it. And I just have so much appreciation for Melissa Joan Hart and Larissa Olenek, and the ability to have gender equality and have female leaders, in addition with Geraldine Laybourne and her crew, at a time period when it wasn't happening and it wasn't necessarily the popular or trendy thing to do. So I would definitely recommend all of those. And then, of course, like Scott said, we all love Doug.
We'll leave it there. Scott and Adam, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot. Stay orange.
Scott Barber and Adam Sweeney are the writers and directors of the new documentary, The Orange Years, the Nickelodeon story. We talked to them about their project. It was released last month.